Good morning. All right, today our scripture lesson is scripture Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. God bless readers of this word.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Let's give our kids a hand. You want them to come? Come on, we can do better than that. We can give them one more when they walk in. In a time of so much confusion, it's as important than ever that we train up a child. And to have this many children in the house in the summer, I want to thank all the help and the support from our leaders, parents, and this church family. We've already had a sermon. So I've cut down some stuff because I was taught, don't follow a sermon with a sermon. Man, giving all honor to God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit who dwells and empowers us. To Reverend Robinson, let's give him a hand. I want to thank him and his family and ask God to continue to bless his ministry. To Reverend Brian, Reverend Edgley, thank y'all for your consistency and your commitment to this church family. To Deacon Robinson, stay strong and allow the Lord to lead you. Amen. On behalf of my wife, our boys, and the entire Team West machine, it is an honor, a privilege, and our pleasure to stand before you this morning and preach the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to dedicate this to Sister Coleman. Who was a soldier, Christian soldier on the battlefield for the Lord, and children were her passion, was her passion. Come with me to Romans 12:12. Romans 12:12. Say amen when you have it.
Amen.
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. E pluribus unum. The book of Romans was authored by Paul of Tarsus, a Hebrew of Hebrews who, after initially persecuting the church, experienced a transformative change upon encountering Jesus. Within Romans, Paul emphasizes that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are redeemed and justified. As a result, believers are no longer bound by the law, but instead live under grace. Now that grace is available, we have a new responsibility to serve. We are saved to serve. Young people say, we are saved to serve. Everybody say, we are saved to serve. We must present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Even in the most difficult situations, we are instructed to serve by being joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Let us dig into the mind of God through the words, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Our lesson falls between a reminder not to be lazy in our work and of the importance of showing hospitality. Paul is preparing the Roman church for future persecution by training them for the challenges ahead. He knows they need to be equipped to navigate danger. And one of these tools is the ability to find joy in the hope of God's glory. Be joyful in hope. Children should be joyful. They may not be able to articulate what their joy actually means, but they should be joyful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got that joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart. Come on. I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Patient in affliction. Life is not always perfect. Like the church in Rome, there will be times when we face challenges. Paul is not saying that if you are being bullied or treated unfairly, you should not tell your parents or your teachers. However, he is teaching us that there are times when we will face difficulties because of our faith in Jesus Christ. It is during these times that we learn how to be patient. Patient in affliction. Patience is a virtue. Especially at a time when everything is available at the click of a button. You know, I got an iPhone and was full. It wouldn't work properly. I couldn't call anybody. I couldn't use my apps. I was forced to buy a new phone. And what I learned was all I needed was access. When your phone is full, you lack access. And when we are dealing with affliction, the reason that we get antsy is because we don't recognize that we have access to God's grace. And so let you know, when times are tough, you do have access. You just need to learn how to use it. And that's why you bring them to church, so that they can learn the tools on how to use the Bible, on how to understand the lesson, so that they can understand that weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Patient in affliction. Be strong in the Lord. It's difficult to be a Christian. You have morals and ethical positions that don't align with the world. You may lose some friends. You may get locked out. But God will take care of you. God will bless you. God will surround you with angels. So don't give up on your dream. You go to school and give it all that you have. God will open doors that you never could imagine. But don't give up. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Some days you're going to get tired and weak. And why do I always have to be the one on the right side? But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And that goes for all the adults too. You got to wait sometimes. You're going to mount up with some wings like eagles. You're going to run and not get weary. Walk and not faint. You got to learn how to be patient in affliction. Faithful in prayer. Now, we've learned a few minutes ago that God is faithful. His faithfulness endures forever. But why would God put faithful in front of prayer? Why would God put faithful in front of prayer? Our preacher earlier said that it's about loyalty. In the very definition of faithful is loyalty. You know, we have all of this communication, phones, people text all the time. Don't call, but they'll text. They're posting. Won't call, won't, but they'll post and text and do all these things, which gives them the false sense of relationship. We have to be in the presence of somebody to get to know them. It's good to text and to post and to reach every now and then, but you gotta look at somebody. You need to be in the room with somebody. You gotta be in a conversation where it's mano a mano with somebody to get to know somebody. Faithful in prayer. God is saying, just don't talk to me. Get to know me. Set some time. Fellowship. That is one of the five functions of the church. Fellowship. That was what was so difficult about the pandemic. We could not fellowship. And now people are still in the mindset of not fellowshipping. Well, we don't fellowship, you can't get to know me. And I can't get to know you. Right. They have this, it's a show called Catfish. Uh-oh. Uh-huh. I know I ain't the only one to watch trash TV. helps me wind down a little bit. And so Catfish is these group of guys that go help people who have been encountered or taken advantage of by an imposter. And some of these imposters have put on this act for years. And they are on in these chat lines. They even talk at times. But after 2 or 3 years, the person has still never met them. So the show helps to make this connection. And 9 times out of 10, they find out that the person never liked the other person. They never wanted to be their friends. It was all a show. See, you can put on a show when you're not in the room. So when people don't want to come around you, they just don't want to show themselves. Because you can only act for so long. The standard movie is 90 minutes. Faithful in prayer. E pluribus unum is the motto for the United States of America. It means out of many, one. Let's say E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. 13 letters representing the original 13 colonies. And this was to represent their merge into one nation. But I guess we found out over the last few years that a motto can be disregarded. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Sometimes mottos can just be words. But it's good to know that Taylor Swift has Swifties. Justin Bieber has the Believers. Beyonce has the Beehive. You say something about Beyonce online if you want to. That Beehive is after you. And those fans represent their superstar. Out of many, one. But we don't have a motto. We have a person. Out of many, one. And that person is Jesus. He came doing nothing but good. They hung him on a cross, put him in a grave. But he got up so that each of us can stand in faith and say, E pluribus unum. Ooh. Ooh. That's good news.
That's good news.
That God's faithfulness remains forever. Michael Jackson had the moonwalkers. But God took him. Our superstar will never die. Which means that God's faithfulness remains forever. Sesquicentennial. Sesquicentennial. Is that close? Fill in the gaps. Fill it in. I would say 150 years.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God has been with us a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And will continue to be with us. Because God is the joy and the strength of my life.
Yes.
He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me, never fall short of his words. You know, I got to fast and pray. Stay in the narrow way. I try to live my life clean each and every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far, and I ain't ever turning back. God is.
God is.
God is. God is. My all and all. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, who is our E pluribus Uma. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Out of many, because of Jesus. We invite you this morning to come, amen. Come on the Lord's side, we invite you. You can come as you are from where you are. Just come this morning, amen. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Will you come? Will you come? We invite you. We invite you. Ours to extend, it was yours to accept or reject. May God bless you today.
I look out over these young people. This is our future. This is our hope.
Yes.
And if God has been with us for 150 years,
mm-hmm.
you can see that God is still in the blessing business.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you guys for giving it all. You carried on this worship beautifully. You've kept it in your heart. Don't ever let it go. Your whole life is going to be service to the Lord.
Yes.
Faithfulness. God has been faithful for 150 years. I can guarantee you it's not going to stop.
Amen.
Just because you'll grow up in the Lord. That's what it's all about. I'd like to say thanks to the leaders who have been with these young people all through the time that they've been preparing for today. So if the leaders would please stand. Thank you for your faithfulness. Do we have a representative from the leaders that can give us a word? Oh, you're there.
I'm here.
Very short.
Good morning, Ebenezer family, friends, and guests. I'm Polly Street, and I'm part of the CEDM Children's Department team. To God be the glory for this wonderful church. Children's Day Mission Program. We're so proud of the children and the great job that they did today. And they are to be applauded for what they have done in this worship service. They were outstanding. To our lay speaker, Aaliyah, your message about faithfulness was very thoughtful and well prepared. Thank you, Brother Moshe, for working with the children and the youth choir presenting the music today. They were awesome. Thank you, Minister West, for I learned about E Pluribus Unum. Out of many, one. Thank you for that message that was so inspiring to our children about God's faithfulness and how they just need to stay on it and wait for God to help them through whatever situation that they're in. Thank you for that. To parents, families, and all of our friends and visitors, we thank you for your presence, and to the parents for their support by assisting the children learning their assigned parts, and a special thanks to our media team for what they have done to help us out. And we thank those that are also virtually watching us in our presence that way. And we thank everyone for their financial support. Thank you so much. Amen. And the team has stood. And so you know the team. I don't know if you saw all of them, but they have stood, and we would like for them to stand because we have a special presentation. So would our team stand? Okay. There is one member of our team that we really want to recognize today because of all she's done over the years in support of children and being our coordinator for the Carol Choir. We just want to recognize her for all that she's done, the many years that she's worked with the kids, and how she's made sure when they've been here for practice. And she's going to stand, and that's Miss Beatrice Williams. Thank you for all of your hard work that you've done. And I tell you, she kept Brother Moshe as much in line as she could. And we thank her for all she's done to make sure we had a children's choir. And we really do appreciate her work. Not that it's over. We just want her to recognize her today.
I really don't know what to say and how to say it. But I was working because I love the children. And I love the Lord. Amen. And you know, I think they love me. But we tried to act like a family. And so I certainly wasn't expecting anything. I was trying to wait till a minute so I could get up and go help in the kitchen. Although I can't hardly walk when they fuss and say, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to. to do anything, but I find a few things that I can do. And I just praise God. And I enjoyed all the children, what they were saying this morning. And I think you meant it from your heart. And Aaliyah was so good. And Minister West, I've been on his toes, and he was so good this morning to break it down so the kids could understand it. And I know we all can go home with a good thought on our mind that we're going to be faithful, and you can take it from me. Be faithful until death. I was asked a few months ago, well, when are you going to quit? When the Lord said, well done. So, anyway, just look for me to hang around until the Lord say, amen. And thank y'all so very, very much.